Next patient is Dennis Morrow. The last name is M, like in Mike, O-R-R-O-W. First name is Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3A. This patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, history of arterial hypertension, coronary artery disease, obstructive sleep apnea, that play a role in the nephrosclerosis that the patient has. Fortunately, the patient doesn't have any protein in the urine. The urinary sediment is quiet. The patient has been managing the administration of torsemide and metolazone around the body weight as recommended in the prior visit. Number two, the patient has fallen twice. He has lost his balance while he's trying to put the wheelchair in his car. He is waiting for the insurance company to approve the referral to the neurologist. The patient might have peripheral neuropathy. Whether or not the patient has carpal tunnel syndrome is very unlikely, although it's part of the differential period. Thinking in the possibility of myositis associated to the administration of the statins, we are advocating to hold the statins for 4 or 5 days and see if there is an improvement in the general condition. The family is supposed to call us and let us know if there was improvement of the condition. The total cholesterol is 100, the LDL is 55, and the HDL is 32. The triglycerides are within normal range. Period. Following number, coronary artery disease is followed by Dr. Torres. He is supposed to have a coming up appointment. The patient doesn't have any symptoms of chest pains, palpitations, or skipping beats. Following number, hypomagnesemia that has been stable. Following number, there is evidence of a calcium of 10.4 this time. We are going to ask for ionized calcium, intact PTH, and phosphorus for the next appointment. Following number, the patient has a left adrenal incidentaloma. We are going to reevaluate the case in June. I have to point out that the patient has a normal total PSA, and the thyroid profile is also within normal limits. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 17 minutes, in the documentation 8 minutes.